trying to be thorough with you, and I'm,
yeah.
You know, that's absolutely not all.
Yeah.
I understand. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, appreciate the help, Steve. Yeah. Thank you. Bye.
Hello.
Hey, Steven.
You're speaking to him.
Hey, Steve. It's Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
At the where?
Bank of Cardiff.
I'm not familiar with that.
Already, yeah. We had spoke a couple months ago. Briefly, and I just wanted to follow up here and see how everything was going for you, business-wise.
Fine.
That's good.
I'm retiring. I'm retiring. So.
Oh, that's perfect. That's a.
If you're calling about me needing money, no.
Okay.
I'm not working for Obama anymore.
Okay. There you go. Well, good to hear. Neither am I. So you sell the business, or are you kind of. You pass it on to someone?
Giving it to my son.
Giving it to your son? Okay.
Everything paid for.
That's quite an accomplishment there you have. Is your son maybe looking to bring on some new equipment or have any big projects in his way?
No, he's going to be part-time. He's in the oil business.
Alrighty, yeah. Just the reason I ask here is we have you pre-approved with us for some equipment capital based off some prior lending you had done over with Midwest a couple of years back.
With
Midwest Leasing? Looks like in November of 2014 or so?
Not with Midwest. I didn't have anything with them. I didn't like Midwest at all.
Okay, that's just what I have your name down here as on a lease with them, so I don't know how that might have happened then, but we're able to...
Well, I dropped them and went to a different outfit.
Oh, yeah, okay, well, so you did do something with them at one point in time then, right?
Way back, but they kind of, they hide stuff and don't tell you up front some of the fees and stuff, so I dropped them like...
Dropped them like it was hot, huh?
Well, it was, huh?
Yeah, well, definitely. I mean, if anybody signs stuff from you up front, that's kind of a little ridiculous. I wouldn't want to be doing business with them either. So we do have you pre-approved for some equipment, though, and some working capital as well. Are you familiar with working capital?
I don't know what my son wants to do, but I can tell you right now, I'm at this moment, I may be partner with him. Who knows? I'm 65. I'm tired of Obama. Maybe down the road I might want to buy some equipment. I bought some last year on lease.
Okay.
I didn't use Midwest.
Okay, yeah.
For years. So right now, you know, you're talking to a guy that just isn't going to be buying anything until I sort everything out. And if Trump becomes president, I may be pretty fired up.
Say, I feel the same way, sir. We don't want Hillary in there, right?
Well, if you want to go out of business, then you elect Hillary.
Yeah, well, exactly. She'll kill
me. At least she's going to kill all our oil and
all the small businesses.
Coal business up here. Shit. I don't. So there we are. I'm not working for the federal government.
Yeah. No, neither am I here.
So you can call me. You can call me later or something. Your name is what?
Kyle.
Kyle.
Yeah.
You're with
Bank of Cardiff, like Cardiff, Wales, Cardiff by the Sea. So.
Where are you located?
We're right down here in San Diego, California.
Liberal country.
Oh, yes, tons of it. I will tell you that many. It's absolutely a little ridiculous, I'll tell you that. Which is, why I'm trying to help out these small business owners as much as we can.
Well, whatever. Anyway, that's kind of my story right now, so, you know, I don't want to waste your time.
No worries. Okay. Is there maybe a good email for you to shoot you over my info?
Yeah. You can email me at bizgate, BISGATE, just like it sounds, bizgate.
Okay.
At BIS dot midco, MIDCO dot net.
Alrighty, well, I will shoot over my information, and I understand you don't have any current needs, but if something does pop up, feel free to reach out. If not, I'll circle around maybe once a quarter or so, see how everything's going over there.
Yeah, okay.
Alright, you have a good one. Bye-bye.
Yep, thank you.